Welcome to the 90 Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. I came across a quote which I think is a real driver of happiness. Money is a good servant, but a bad master. And if you think about the idea of money and the influence it has over your happiness in life, you know, it really is significant. Now, just because you have money doesn't necessarily mean you're happy. But there is a challenge to not having enough. There is a challenge to living beyond your means. And when you live beyond your means, it becomes a big issue for most of us because it's stressful to come to the end of the month and have more money going out than coming in. That's what we're trying to avoid. And if you do have more money going out than coming in, then you money has become your master, right? And now you are beholden upon it because everything you're doing, every dollar you're spending is money that you don't have. If you can gain control of it, if you can manage your finances and live a lifestyle so that you can ultimately afford it and so that you have a surplus every month, now money becomes your servant. You use it to get where you want to go. You use it to do things you want to do. And you're not stressed all the time because you know that at the end of every month, you're covering that nut balance that you have. You're not having to worry about, can you afford your lifestyle? Can you do the things you want to do? Because you know it's there. And I know this is a fairly simplistic issue, but it's such a driver of happiness. Just that nuance between having enough every month and not having enough every month can make you or break you from a happiness standpoint. And if you talk about relationships, one of the biggest areas of conflict in a relationship is money. And if you don't have enough and you're in a shortfall situation, yeah, that becomes a very difficult situation from the standpoint of relationships. And that's where the fighting starts and all the challenges come in. So the message for today is really a simple one, and that is look at your nut balance and make sure you get control over it. Simply don't spend more than you make. You can't do that on an ongoing basis. Nobody can do that on an ongoing basis because sooner or later it's going to catch up to you because that unforeseen expense is going to come out that could wipe you out. Business is going to slow down. God forbid, we have issues at work or challenges where, you know, we get laid off or something happens. And if you have no cushion whatsoever, all of a sudden you find yourself in a bad situation very quickly. So the bottom line here is use money as a servant. Don't let money become your master. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. For today, I just want you to think about the money that you have going out every month and the money that you have coming in every month. Do you have a surplus or do you have a shortage? And if you're in the shortage situation, it's time to pull out your budget and look for ways to cut back. Look for ways to mitigate what you're spending every month so that you have a surplus each month. And once you have a surplus, that's going to be a major driver of happiness for you. You think it's all about more stuff. It's not about more stuff. It's about having enough to pay for the stuff that you have and living within your means.